Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This describes a process for resolving both organizational and personal conflicts. By following this map, you'll be able to identify the kind of conflict you encounter, determine your role in it, and figure out a path to resolving the conflict. First of all, the types of conflict. There are organizational conflicts and there are personal conflicts. Organizational conflicts can be conflicts over outcomes, such as what results are envisioned, conflicts over business processes, such as how decisions are made, failures to communicate or engage people in the business process or in the decision, conflicts over people, who's being utilized to do what, who manages what, who's delegated what decision authority, and conflicts over resources, how money is to be utilized, who gets what money. There's also personal conflicts, of course. Personal conflicts can be the result of emotional dislike for someone or some group stemming from perceived wrongs or abuses. There can be emotional antipathy towards someone or some group stemming from competitive feelings. There can be just simple emotional dissatisfaction with yourself stemming from a feeling of disappointment that you've done something badly in the past. So here's a quick path to resolving these kinds of conflicts. First, just try to name the conflict. Be clear on the nature of the conflict before you attempt to address it with anyone. Most conflicts that rise above mere disagreements are a blend of organizational and personal conflict. Name the type and the sources of conflict. Be as specific as you can. Write them down. Write down specific examples of when the conflict has occurred and what the symptoms of the conflict have been. Step two is to assess your role. Be clear on whether you are a bystander, a peripheral player, or a central player in the conflict. Again, assess it from both the organizational and personal perspective. As you think about the conflict, think about the things in your mind that might be X-rated thoughts about the conflict. Write those down, because those things are going to be key in your understanding of the sources of the conflict. In the process of naming something and writing it down, you can look at it more objectively and get a clearer grasp of what's going on and your role in it. Three, brainstorm options. Analyze the options you have for resolving the conflict. Do you have the authority to take on the organizational conflict? Are you merely a witness to it? What would be the most direct route to addressing the problem? Who would need to be involved in communicating about it? What meetings should be happening that aren't happening? And vice versa, what meetings are happening that should not be happening? If you can play a role in resolving the conflict, continue. Otherwise, stop wasting your time. It's generally safe to say that if you've determined you have no role in the conflict in step two, then you're not really in a position to help resolve the conflict. Step four is to communicate your findings. Share with the relevant people your identification of the conflict, your appraisal of your own role, and your brainstorming. Five, engage in problem solving. Work with the relevant people to, one, envision a better future together, two, identify the rationales for change, and three, enroll other people to help support the change. Four, commit the time and resources to improving it. And five, focus on a few actions that are easily relevant to implement. What's important to note is that almost all types of conflicts in organizations usually stem from a system of communication that has broken down slowly over time. Your role in trying to resolve the conflict and resolve the problem is usually one of trying to repair some broken link in communication that can make the organization work more effectively. So finally, in the sixth step, as you begin to implement the change, make sure you communicate frequent status reports and build feedback loops so that you can monitor results. Keep asking people, is this change helping? Are we doing better? How do we know? Are we more clear in our communications? Building systems for ongoing communication and feedback is the surest way that you've minimized and eliminated conflict in the future.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.